The job of searching through the wreckage in Manhattan is now on its fourth day. Light rain and wind complicated the job today, but workers carried on without let-up, NPR's Jim Zarroli reports.
By now, the cleanup in lower Manhattan has settled into a kind of routine, if such a somber task can be called routine. All last night and through today, rescue workers continue to go through the massive pile of rubble, filling buckets with debris and passing them down a human chain to be carted away. One problem hampering the work this week has been dust. Louis Waldrop works for a Louisiana company that rescues people following industrial accidents. Waldrop brought his trained German Shepherd, Incy, to New York to help find bodies in the rubble. But Incy was having trouble.
The dogs are having problems picking the scents up through the dust. They can pick up, but their nose is plugging up. So we have to keep taking them back. The SPCA has been very nice to us here. They provide a wash down service for them. So when we're finished working inside, we go out, they wash the dogs down, clear their noses, clear their ears, make sure their pads are in good shape from walking on the cement and on the rebar and the wire.
Last night it began to rain in New York, and that helped clear the dust out of the air. But the raw weather brought other problems. Just down West Street, a firefighter from Western Massachusetts rested on the sidewalk with some colleagues waiting to return to the site. With the wind so strong, he said, some rescue workers are worried about flying debris and glass. And there are other concerns.
Last night, about 2:30 in the morning, we had to go to triage. They had to put an IV in because I was just about at heat exhaustion. We've got about 40 pounds of gear on when it's dry, and it was wet last night, so it weighed about 60 to 70 pounds. And you're moving buckets that can weigh up to, what do you think the most heavy one weighed, 70 pounds? They can weigh up to anywhere from 10 to 70 pounds, and you're trying to move them and get them out of the way so you can get people just to hope to try to find something or someone.
The firefighter, who didn't want to be identified, said he had been at the site for 2 days. He had never seen such an enormous pile of rubble, he said.
Small pieces of concrete, big pieces of concrete, steel, aluminum, there's shattered glass, there's wiring, there's ductwork. Anything that would be in a building is in that pile of rubble. Plus computer equipment, personal stuff, desks, chairs, doors, whatever's in. Think about offices. There was how many offices in that building? That's all in a pile now.
Whatever the difficulties, no one really seems to consider stopping. At one point today, volunteers were told to get new identification cards so they could get past police barricades along Canal Street. One construction worker who has been at the site for 3 days complained that the requirement took valuable time away from the rescue.
Well, they pulled everybody out, hundreds of people digging in the rubble, passing buckets, bringing the dogs in, bringing the radar or the sonar. And they stopped the whole operation to send people over to some street to accompany Bovis to get IDs because they want tight security so the president can come. Makes no sense at all. I'm aggravated, man. I'll see you later.
However draining the work has been this week, there is a kind of grim determination to soldier on. The city says more than 4,700 people are missing following the collapse of the Trade Center towers. As the days drag on, the odds of finding anyone alive are becoming very small, but there are voids in the rubble, and many people are holding on to the hope that somewhere in one of them, someone might be hanging on. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.